Good afternoon. Beautiful sunshine continues to dominate the day across interior New York and New England. That's allowing our temperatures to recover off our morning lows back through the 40s and into the middle and upper 50s on average for afternoon highs. As high pressure builds in and brings us the sunshine, a stiff northwest breeze will persist throughout the day, gusty at times over 30, even up to 40 miles per hour. This will add a chill to the air despite the sunshine throughout the afternoon. Later on tonight, the wind will die out and skies will be clear for a while, and this will allow temperatures to drop back into the lower 30s on average. Some high clouds will start to move in well in advance of the next front toward tomorrow morning. With high pressure in control, it'll be dry through the day tomorrow, and any sunshine will gradually fade behind increasing clouds by the end of the day, although it will be dry right on through the daylight hours. As the front makes its approach tomorrow evening and overnight, we'll pick up some showers scattered at times through the overnight period. High temperatures on Friday will be up into the lower 60s and then drop back into the 40s with showers overnight. With that system still close by on Saturday, we'll have a lot of clouds around and a good chance of showers in the early morning hours. Perhaps a break of dry weather through the middle part of the day before more scattered showers show up later on Saturday afternoon, and highs again will be near 60. It'll be drier on Sunday as that system continues to pivot out of the region, with a mix of sun and clouds, a touch cooler in the upper 50s. High pressure will bring us mostly sunny skies and dry weather on Monday, but again, we'll stay in the upper 50s. Another disturbance slowly making its way through the middle of the country will head in our direction for the middle of next week. The timing and speed of this system will determine what we get, but at this point, I've introduced at least a chance of showers by late in the day Tuesday and into Wednesday. Otherwise, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds with highs both days near 60 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of the lower and middle Mississippi valleys and the western Tennessee Valley. As temperatures warm to near 80 degrees, instability will increase from northeastern Texas into the lower and mid-Mississippi Valley regions. At the same time, a corridor of focused deep layer ascent will shift eastward through Missouri and Arkansas along and just ahead of a cold front in association with the mid-level wind energy. As this zone of ascent interacts with increasingly unstable air, storms are expected to develop over Missouri, Arkansas, and possibly northeastern Texas and Louisiana during the afternoon and spread eastward toward the Tennessee Valley region. Large hail and damaging wind gusts will be the initial primary threats, but a couple of tornadoes will also be possible. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Dryden, Texas, to a low of 14 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and windy in the mid-60s, Boston sunny and windy near 60, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs right around 50 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees. The average low, 40. The record high, 81, set in both 2001 and 1885. And the record low, 25, in 1965. Sunrise this morning, 6 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:48 p.m. 13 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, but windy and cool today, with highs in the lower to mid-50s, even staying in the 40s across the mountains. Clear and cold tonight, with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, but windy and a bit cool today, with highs around 60. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny but windy and cool today with highs in the mid-50s. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny but windy and a bit cool today with highs around 60. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny but windy and cool today with highs in the upper 50s. Clear early tonight, then some increasing high clouds toward morning and lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sunshine, then increasing clouds late in the day, dry through the afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. Showers Friday night and Saturday morning, then mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers Saturday afternoon and highs around 60. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday in the upper 50s, mostly sunny upper 50s on Monday, and a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers for both Tuesday and Wednesday with highs near 60. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.